The Ampol Show.
The Ampol Company. The Ampol Company. The Ampol Company. You're through.
Welcome to the Ampol Show. Number, please, with Jack Davis. Hi-ho, everybody. From El Alamein Army Camp, Fort Augusta, South Australia. And I've never seen such an audience. In fact, they're hard to see. We're out in the open, but they're on the surrounding hillside, and I would say there's 8,000 or 9,000 people here. It's a magnificent audience. As usual, any lucky listener or contestant can win one of our magnificent prizes from the Ampol Treasure House. It could be an Aris Swiss watch, one for a lady, one for a gentleman. What have you got there, Mill Cameron?
A complete setting of Ace aluminium kitchenware.
A full-length Manchurian mink fur coat from Biber Furs.
A Hawkins chef-mobile.
A car guaranteed as new from Pacific, which is terrific. And our first contestant is coming up now. And here he comes. I'll tell you about him when he gets here. It's Warrant Officer Tubby McFarlane. Nice to have you here. How are you?
Thank you, Jack.
No, leave that right on, because otherwise I'll never know who you are. Have you got room in here, Tub? Come up a little.
Oh, I think the both of us could fit in.
Oh, I can fit in easily. I've taken off a bit of weight. They tell me you've had some good luck fairly lately.
Oh, yes.
What was that good luck?
I won a lottery. Yes.
You won a lottery. How much?
$30,000.
It's in the bag.
No. Wouldn't fit in there.
Would you just take the ticket offhand?
Oh, yes. I bought it last November.
Last November. Put
it in the drawer and forgot. What about it? Sorry.
Put it in the drawer.
Yeah.
Oh, you have got drawers.
No, I haven't. No.
Well, Warren Arthur, Tubby McFarlane, he's dressed in a, what is this uniform? The South Australian Scottish Regiment.
That's right, yes.
Nice to have. What do you do for a living as a rule when you're not in the army?
I'm in the regular army.
Oh, you're in the regular army. Yes. And now that you won all this money, £30,000, what are you going to continue in the army?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
They got you trapped, huh?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, what are you going to do with it?
Sit on it.
And brother, by the size of you, you could too. You're right. Well, now, what do you drive when you drive?
A Dodge.
Yeah. Here's a Dodge you should be up to. That's Ampol. 4 gallons of Ampol Super Octane, the best petrol yet.
Good.
30,000 or 30 bob makes no difference. Whatever money you've got, use that petrol in your car, and you'll find you ride like a millionaire.
Thanks, Jack.
Okay, now we're going to sing. At least you are.
That'll be good.
Well, we'll be the judges. You get money for it, whatever happens. And we have a pianist tonight who's one of the army boys. We insisted that we have an army camp pianist, and he only knows one tune, and that is I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. So that's what you're going to sing, whether you like it or not.
Good heavens, can I sing that?
You can't?
I'll try.
He can't play it, so you'll get on pretty well. All right, take it away. Thanks very much.
I wonder who's
even with 30,000, they reckon you'd never make the grade. There's £5. Fancy giving that to you.
Well, Jack, what about giving it to somebody who's not as lucky as I?
Well, that's a very nice thought. Thank you so much. I didn't expect anything like that.
Some charity that you think.
Look, that's very kind. Tubby, but you don't mind me calling you Tubby?
No, by all means.
You take the £5, and I suggest that you perhaps in the mess afterwards or in the canteen look after some of the boys that aren't so lucky. I think they'd all like to join in with you and perhaps have something that. Hear them?
Yeah, that's the boys.
All right, up a little closer. We're going to play yes, no now. As soon as the buzzer starts, I want you to talk with me, and you mustn't say yes or no, but I want plenty of quick answers, right?
Right.
Here's the buzzer. Full name?
McFarlane, HF.
What's the HF stand for?
Hugh Francis.
Hugh Francis.
Yes.
Goodbye. Wait a minute, don't go. What happens now is you don't pick up the Ampol Treasure House telephone.
No.
But what you do is get a little gift, because the Ampol people like to send everybody away pretty happy. We're giving you a roulette ashtray.
Oh, thank you.
A roulette ashtray, and you'll get it on your way out, something I think you can use at any time, anywhere.
Well, thank you very much.
It's a great pleasure to have you here. Yeah. Thank you, Tubby McFarlane. Corporal Winton.
That's right, sir.
Oh, you're Scotch?
Yes.
Where are you from?
Edinburgh.
Mm. There's not room for all three of us here. I think we've got to move this. Corporal Winton has a guitar. Just bring your boots over here, if you would, because I know you'll follow them. That's it. A little dusty, eh?
A wee bit.
A wee bit. You've had a gymkhana today. Did you take part in it?
Yes, sir.
What did you do?
Play the drums.
Play the drums?
Mm-hmm.
And you're also a guitarist.
Oh, half and half.
Listen, you can say yes or no now. You won't lose any money.
Yes.
Yes, that's a big relief, isn't it? You a married man?
No.
You're not?
No.
It's just those boots. Where do you come from this time? Where do you live? Are you
Adelaide.
You're not in the permanent army?
No, sir, no.
And what do you do in Adelaide?
I'm a tire retreader.
A tire retreader. What do you drive? You drive a car?
A Bedford.
A Bedford?
Yes.
What's a Bedford? A V8 with a mattress in it. That's 4 gallons of Ampol super-octane petrol. Put that in your Bedford and you'll find it'll go like mad. Very good. Well, it's got 4 wheels or 4 posts. I don't think I've ever heard of one of these. Oh, it's a truck, is it?
Petrol van.
A van? Mm. Oh, I see. Use that in your business, do you? You got your own business?
No.
You just work for somebody?
Just work for somebody.
What are you going to sing, or I wonder who's kissing her now? You going to play for yourself on the guitar?
Yes.
I didn't think you bought it full of cigarettes. What are you going to play and sing? I'll hold that.
I believe.
You believe?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is very good. This is very good. If you'll let me take my stomach out of this, you'll... Here's Corporal Winton to sing and accompany himself on his guitar singing, I Believe.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, her candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the stone, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the grave somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe.
Thank you, Corporal Winton. That was very, very good indeed. There's £5. Thank you.
Thank you
can
you
put
very
your
much,
sparring sir. Around the front again now. I see you didn't have any room before. Do you always ride side saddle like that?
Always.
Well, now, this is the hard part, particularly for a Scotsman. I'll put this in your pocket. In your tunic pocket. Now, here comes the buzzer. You mustn't say yes or no. You might lose something through this. Could be money. Here's the buzzer. Full name?
James Christopher Winton.
James Christopher Winton. And you're from Edinburgh.
That's right.
You went to school in Edinburgh, did you?
I did.
What type of school? Technical school, was it?
Technical school.
You learnt, actually, tire retreading in Edinburgh?
No, I didn't.
Ah! Oh! Yes. It's a shame, isn't it?
Terrible shame.
Yes, I suppose it is. You don't get to pick up the Ampol Treasure House and dial them, and you might have got a big present that way, but we'll give you something to go away with. This is a set of kitchen canisters. Well, I had a look around this camp, and I'm sure you'll find some use for them. They've all got lids on them. Would you take that, Corporal Winton, and back to your seat? Thank you very much indeed for coming
along.
Thank
you very much.
You don't need to be an expert to tell the difference between Ampol, super-octane, and ordinary petrols. It's a difference in power that you can really feel. Ampol Super Octane means maximum engine efficiency from your car because there is no petrol with a higher octane rating available in Australia. If you want the sort of performance that makes motoring a pleasure, if you're looking for easier starting, better acceleration, improved hill climbing and freedom from harmful engine knock, then fill up with Ampol Super Octane from your friendly Ampol dealer.
And now here comes the longest kilt in the camp. Come on up. Hello.
Hello.
You're Pam Greatorex.
That's right.
Where are you from? I think I'll have to drop this microphone a little. You're not very tall. How did you manage to get into the show?
Well, I was asked.
Oh, I see. You don't have anything to do with the camp, actually?
Not actually.
What do you do, Pam? Can I call you Pam?
Certainly. I work for the Royal Flying Doctor Service.
The Royal Flying Doctor Service? Well, now, that's worth a hand before she starts. Pam, would you tell us what you do?
Yes, I operate on patients.
You operate, you mean, on the patients? You operate the what? The radios? Yes.
Quite.
My word, there is. Is it a pedal radio?
No.
Where do you do this?
Oh, we have a base.
Well,
in town.
Doesn't everybody? I mean, where, in what town?
Port Augusta.
Oh, Port Augusta, I see. And you're on duty in the daytime taking calls to the outback.
Yes.
Do you drive a car?
I have driven a Ford.
You've driven a Ford?
Yes.
Drive it again, and when you do, stick that in it. That's Ampol Super Octane Petrol. That's why we're here, actually, Pam, to make sure that everybody knows about this stuff so that they'll do themselves a good turn and use it. You're not very tall, are you?
No.
Perhaps I could come downstairs a little.
I should have bought a box.
You should have bought a box. The wrong show. Now, Pam, I'm going to play Yes, No with you, just a chat. But before we do, I want you to sing. Do you know I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now?
Well, I know. I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now.
Oh, you do. All right. Well, now, if you can get in the same key as the pianist, we'll get on fine. Here he comes. Same introduction, same number.
I wonder.
One thing I like about our pianist, he gives us a different introduction each time. I think that was the start of I Believe. There's £5, Pam. That's spending money. You can spend that in Port Augusta. As long as you don't strike a Gymkhana day. We did today, and there was nobody in Port Augusta. Not a soul. We just drove in, took our own petrol, our own beer, our own everything. It was marvelous. Here comes the buzzer. We'll play Yes, No. What's your full name?
Pamela Greatorex.
Pamela Greatorex. And you're not a nurse. You were trained as a... this is the first job you've had, is it?
That's correct.
You went to school in Port Augusta?
I went to school in Western Australia.
Oh, you're from Perth.
I'm not from Perth.
Well, those fellas are. They sound like they are, too. They're so far away. Were you born in Perth?
I was not born in Perth.
Where were you born?
In
Katani.
Collie. No, Collie, West Australia.
Did you hear that little nurse sneak out?
I did.
You did, eh? You're honest, aren't you? I like him. You know, I'd love somebody to pick up that telephone and dial the Ampol. I think I'll pick it up just for the fun of it. Let all the boys hear that voice again.
Ampol treasure
hunt. By Jose. Isn't it marvelous? I'm going to give you an English bone china coffee set. Have you ever had a bone coffee set?
Haven't ever had one.
Well, now's your chance. This is cups, saucers, jug, the whole thing. So you take that and you'll get it straight after the show, something that you can take, use in the mornings when you're peddling the wires, where it is you're doing, and pour yourself a cup of coffee. Thanks for coming,
Thank
Pam.
You very much.
Good night. There seems to be an influx of guitars here. Hello.
How are you?
Sergeant Nicholson.
That's right.
Yes. You going to play then?
Well, I'm going to try.
You got a husky voice, or is that dust?
That's some of those blokes are sometimes a long way off.
What blokes? Where?
Oh, the blokes you got to scream at.
Oh, you scream at them, do you?
Yes, I'm a screamer.
A high scream?
Well, it used to be. It's come down a couple of octaves.
Your name's not Peter, is it?
No, far from it.
Can you imagine? Peter's high scream. That would have been a marvel. Would you Would you tell you, what do you drive?
I ride an old super, an old aerial.
An old?
Aerial motorcycle.
A motorcycle?
That's right.
Oh, look, there's enough Ampol super octane petrol to run it for 7 years.
It is, Dave.
I want to have a look at this. What a cute little bag. What's this, comb, makeup? Matches? Very good. Well, Sergeant Nicholson, play and sing for us. What's the song?
Down in the Valley.
Down in the Valley. Well, it's going to be a great change from my Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. And those people down in the valley at the back, they might get a chance to hear this. Will you sing with a good loud voice?
Is there any chance of anybody closing their eyes? Because the first time since I've been in this army on regimental, and I've got to put my foot on a chair.
Well, I might point out that Sergeant Nicholson is wearing a kilt. And he don't... Well, go on, take a chance. That's what... the bird a little bit. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a smother.
And somebody in front of me.
Off you go.
Down in the valley, the valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. The wind blow, love, hear the wind blow. Hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Roses love sunshine, and violets love dew. Angels in heaven know I love you. Write me a letter, I'll send it by mail. Send it in care of the Birmingham Jail. Birmingham Jail, oh Birmingham Jail. Send it in care of Birmingham Jail.
My girls, you didn't know it, but you nearly finished up with a moth in your garage.
You might have been there all the time for a winter.
Ah, yeah. Well, there you are. That's the quietest voice I've ever heard on a sergeant. There's £5.
Thanks.
That's from the privates and myself.
More than you earn a day in the army.
It certainly is. Well, here's the buzzer. Don't say yes or no. What's your full name?
Vivian Brian Nicholson.
And you're from Adelaide?
I come from Mount Gambier.
Oh, you're from Mount Gambier.
That's right.
Well, married man? You don't
I
have to think.
Hope to be one day.
Oh, you're on your way a little, eh? Engaged?
Could be.
What are you, permanent army or just here temporarily?
Only a national serviceman.
National service. What do you do for a living?
Work at D&J Coles.
D&J Coles?
G&J Coles.
G&J.
That's right.
That's an Adelaide firm, is it, or Mount Gambier?
That's right.
Both. What's right?
Both.
You take the shortcut. And when you marry, are you marrying a Mount Gambier girl?
Adelaide girl.
An Adelaide girl. You get to Adelaide occasionally?
Try to.
Well, I hope when you get together with us, she talks a little more than you do. There's the buzzer. You're through. Right, Sergeant. Now, that'll be silence. Now, I tell you what you do. You pick up the Ampol Treasure House phone. When you pick it up, you dial a number. And then when you hear it buzz twice, a girl's voice will come along and ask you for a number, and you give her a number off this blackboard, right? Pick it up with your guitar hand. Now dial it.
Ampol Treasure House.
Number 8, please.
Number 8 is 1 dozen Palaco shirts.
Oh. 1 dozen Palaco shirts.
Do I say thanks very much?
Yeah, if you like. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That's all right. If we're going to play Ampol's game, beat the record. Tonight, the faster through their problem under 5 seconds can win, as well as, in your case, those Polacco shirts, 12, and that's a lot of shirts. You can win the Philips Full House. That's a Philips Corner Radio, a Philips Troubadour. That's a portable radio. A Philips Filler Shave, and...
What about a pair of underpants?
Miss S. Mears of 11 Raymond Street, Mount Pleasant, Western Australia, sends us in. If a centipede has 100 legs and a millipede has 1,000 legs, how many legs would 10 millipedes and 20 centipedes have?
$22,000.
Yes,
$22,000. $22,000. Is that right? One has 1,000 legs
and the other has 100 legs. Yes. Therefore, there's 10 millipedes and 20 centipedes.
$12,000.
What was wrong with you the first time?
I got it back to front.
Oh, you did?
Advertising the wrong way.
Yes, I suppose. So what's the use of giving you underpants? You get those back to front, too. Anyway, you won it. You won it. 12 Polacco shirts are yours. Thank you, Sergeant Nicholson. Glad you could come in. And to you, Miss Mears of Raymond Street, Mount Pleasant, Western Australia, we send you a picnic food flask. Where's my next contestant? Oh, it's not a contestant. Here's a man with a lot of advice.
It's no wonder more and more women drivers every day are saying, Ampol for me. Broad driveways, clean restrooms, and courteous attention are only a few of the things Mrs. Motorist likes about Ampol stations. Take Mrs. Blanche Kemp of Moorabbin, Victoria, who's held a driving license since she was 18.
I think that Ampol petrol and the service given by my Ampol station are a perfect combination. Like most women, I'm not mechanically minded. But this is no disadvantage when my car receives the intelligent care of the Ampol dealer.
Your Ampol dealer specializes in car care.
And now here comes my next contestant. Looks like he was part of the parade today. Or part of the parade ground. I've never seen a man so dusty. Private Tuckwell, is that right?
Yes, sir.
You must have gone around without a hat on sometime today. That's a lot of dust up here.
Yeah, I was without a hat for a while.
You were?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Adelaide.
Adelaide. You're only temporarily here, just national service?
Yes, I'll finish up this camp.
You do? Well, what do you do for a living?
I'm an agricultural student.
An agricultural student? You're going to be a farmer someday?
Oh, I hope to. Somebody will give me some money.
Somebody will give you some money?
Yeah.
Oh, if they give you enough money, you can be anything. What do you drive?
Holden.
Well, somebody must have given you something.
It's not mine.
I'd like to take that there's 4 gallons of Ampol Super Octane. Right, Private Tuckwell, up a little close. Now, you still go to school, actually, is it? It's an agricultural college.
Yes, that's right.
And what do you study?
Oh, all sorts of things, you know.
Yes, can you be a little, not quite so vague, you know? Just tell us about it. I'm sure you don't just waste your time there.
Oh, well, you know all the branches of farming.
I don't, that's what I say. You learn about those
things.
That's
an introduction.
sheep.
And, you know, sheep and cattle and dairy and wheat farming and all that sort of thing.
You learn a lot there.
Yes.
So you could rush out of there and become almost anything on the land.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah.
That's very good. There he goes. As long as nobody plays the last post. Now, we'd like you to sing for us, if you would.
Well, that's right.
Yes. Would you sing... What would you sing?
I wonder who's kissing her now.
That's very good of you. Thank you very much. Here it comes.
I wonder who's kissing...
You'll never get anywhere in this camp.
No
matter what you do or what you try to do, you'll never get away with it here. There you are. There's £5.
Oh,
take that Private Tuckwell.
You.
Here's the buzzer. Full name? Say yes or no.
Ronald Lewis Tuckwell.
And you're from Adelaide?
I'm from Adelaide.
An agricultural student. You go to technical college, do you?
Agricultural college at Rosewillie.
It's a college on its own.
It is.
You live there, do you?
We do.
You sleep in, I mean.
We have our own accommodation.
Own accommodation. You don't just board in a place near there.
We do not.
Where's your home?
In Adelaide.
Why don't you stay at home? Because it's better to be on the job, isn't it?
It's too far away. It's 30 miles from Adelaide.
Oh, the college is well out in the country. They have some actual places there for you to sort of practice on.
We have 2,500 acres of farm.
Got cows on it?
They have all branches of agriculture.
Sheep and all sorts of things like that.
Sheep and cattle, dairies.
The whole lot?
The whole lot.
The whole lot, I see. And they start you from scratch. You get up in the morning and milk a cow or two, I suppose?
Well, when we're on the dairy section, we get up in the morning at 4:30.
Then they take you off that and put you onto something else.
We change.
Sheep. You don't have to do any milking then.
Hardly.
Well, I know so very little about these things. There's the bus is through and you're through. Now, you pick up the telephone and dial the Ampol Treasure House. And what do you want to do? Not here. Oh, I see.
I watch these soldiers.
Draw them in, don't you? Yes, just like an ordinary telephone.
Treasure House. Number, please.
Number 43
is Van Knitwear for Men.
Van Knitwear for Men. Van Knitwear for Men. Yeah, you know, you can wear this way you like. Miss B. Dean of Beppo Street, Goulburn, New South Wales, sends it in. If 10 bees collect 1/2 ounce of honey... This is right up your alley, really, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it's very good. If 10 bees collect 1/2 ounce of honey, how many ounces of honey do 960 bees collect?
48.
48 ounces is quite right, and you got through in just 4 seconds, so therefore, if nobody beats your time, and we've only got one more contestant, you'll do pretty well, Private Tuckwell. As it is at the moment, you've won Van exclusive knitwear for men and young men, too. You're a young man. You can have the old man's lot. You can have the whole lot. That's beautiful. You know, there's quite a few garments go with that.
Thanks very much.
Okay, you go back to your seat. We'll call you up again if we need you. Miss Dean, a set of bowls, Miss Dean. That's all right. It's salad bowls. Are you doing anything particular? Now, the bellboy. Thank you very much indeed. Private Tuckwell, would you come up again? Seeing that he got through in 4 seconds, you only want to get through in 4 seconds because nobody else got to the phone except one and he took quite a long time, then what I'm going to present you with, as well as the Van Knitwear, is something I think you'll like. It's the Phillips Full House. So you're going away, Private Tuckwell, a very lucky man, taking about 6 gifts altogether.
Thanks very much, sir.
Keep on with your farm work. Good. Do your world a good. Yeah. Great old grip he got. Our time has run out, so it's goodbye time again from the Ampol show. And remember that you can't buy a better petrol and you won't find better service than from your local Ampol dealer. He'd rather show you than have me tell you about it, so call in to see him soon. He's just around your nearest corner. There's an Ampol dealer practically everywhere. Until the same time next week, this is Jack Davies saying to all you boys at El Alamein, the very best. I've never seen such a crowd. You looked after us well here. We had food. We dusted it. And there it was. It's been pretty dusty. They've had a wonderful gymkhana here this afternoon. The wind was everybody's enemy, but tonight it seems to have quietened down a little, and the only thing I can see blowing around here is a moth or two. It's been a pretty happy night. Thanks very much indeed. And at the same time next week, this is Jack Davies saying good night, and thanks for listening. Now, you people that are keen to drive in a trial and are going to leave it to the last minute, don't do that. No, because you haven't got that much time. It's amazing how the Ampol trial is going to sneak round much more quickly than we thought. The starting date of the trial is the 15th of July, and that's just around the corner, really. There's plenty you'll have to do to your cars. There's lots of this you'll have to look after, and lots of that you'll have to get fixed up. So, send in your entries and send them in immediately. As you know, the first closing date is gone, but you still have the second one. And I think we have quite a few good entries and a lot of top drivers. I know that I think this trial is going to be as good as the very first one we had, and I'm all out to enjoy this. I enjoyed the first, I enjoyed the second. I'm sorry I couldn't have been in the third, but it was too long. Now this is a fortnight, and I think it's giving us all a chance to do the trip and be back here in reasonable time. If we have as much fun as we had on the first one, and I think because Ampol's running us the way a trial should be run, we'll have twice as much fun, then I think you'll agree when you come back that this was not only just a trial, it was the best thing you ever did, and lots of fun.